Now, there has been another deadly U.S. drone attack in southeastern Yemen. The airstrike has left at least 9 people dead. So far, no word on the location and the nationality of the victims. Yemeni security officials say the victims were members of the Al-Qaeda militant group. The U.S. Army has stepped up drone strikes in Yemen and a number of other Muslim countries, including Pakistan and Somalia, in recent years. The Pentagon says the attacks target Al-Qaeda militants, but human rights groups demand an end to the aerial raids, saying they often kill civilians. Let's speak to Press TV's Yusuf Modi, who joins us via Skype from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Now, Yusuf, tell us a bit more about this latest U.S. drone attack.
Well, according to government sources, 9 people have been killed. The government reports have not yet identified whether those 9 people were Al-Qaeda-linked militants or civilians. However, most of the reports that we get from the government is that those who have been killed are AQAP members. However, we then later find out that a number of civilians were also casualties of that drone strike. These U.S. drone strikes, they continue here in Yemen, despite the Yemeni parliament's unanimous decision to ban the U.S. program. They continue despite the outcomes of Yemen's National Dialogue Conference, which basically criminalized the use of U.S. drone strikes. These strikes also continue despite countless protests by the Yemeni people in various locations of the country, calling on their government to bring an end to the U.S. drone operations, which have affected many societies here in Yemen, and especially affected those children in the drone-affected areas, according to a report conducted by Reprieve. 70% of children in drone-affected areas are suffering from post-traumatic stress. They're afraid to leave their home. They're afraid to go to school due to the gruesome and horrific reality of these drone strikes, which basically not only chop off the head of its victims, but basically leave the whole body mutilated. Some of those people who are killed by these strikes, they can't even find their bodies to bury them. And so the new Yemeni government, it has a major task to meet the people's demands and bring an end to these U.S. drone strikes. We'll have to wait and see whether this new government, which now consists of Houthis, who are a strong, who have for the past 3 years called on the Yemeni people to rise up against the previous governments due to its association with the U.S. In these drone operations, which have been condemned nationwide and have been condemned by all the Yemeni political factions, by the Yemeni parliament, and also by members of Yemen's National Dialogue Conference.
All right, Press TV's Yusuf Modi, they're giving us an update from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Yusuf, thanks very much indeed.